Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. Hey guys, in this video I'll share with you how to overcome crisis in your business or in your life. One of our businesses right now, we're going through quite like tough period. We had to fire several people, and also numbers in the business are not as good as we expected. And the way to handle it is like everyone is talking about success, obviously, right? Everyone's like, you know, how we've done this or how I've done this. It's like, and then you're reading all of these books about entrepreneurs and they kind of like glorify them. But at the end of the day, everyone faces shitty times. Everyone, every successful entrepreneur, and the more successful the person is, it's probably like the more obstacles they had to overcome. It's not even probably, it's 100% they had to overcome a lot of challenges to get where they are. So when you want to overcome the crisis, when something happens, right, I think the number one thing, that's like if you take it, guys, that will be so valuable, because at the end of the day, right, there's like, different things happening. Sometimes you can get, some disease or you can get sick. Those type of things are probably the worst. But at the end of the day, there is always a solution, right? Let's say if business is not functioning properly, or business is not profitable, or your Facebook ads stop working, it's not the end of the world, right? Facebook is only one distribution platform. There's so many ways to sell stuff. There's so many ways to sell stuff that you don't even know about, that people are building, billion-dollar businesses with. And so that doesn't matter pretty much, right? If you think about it from a bigger perspective. But at the moment you are emotional, let's say your ads are not working, your business is not working, like one of the employees is not performing as you wish. And what do you do in those situations? I have found the first best step that you can take in those type of situations is to calm down, right? It's to just like calm down, because I have made so many mistakes, like so many things that I have done emotionally in that kind of like reactive mode when things like this happen. And your first reaction might be very like aggressive or very like reactive, right? Which is normal. But then the consequences of that reaction might cost you a lot more. So for example, I had a very like one of the employees was not performing very well, and I've had a very direct conversation with him, too direct, and he left, right? So instead of like just calming down and seeing maybe like the situation could have been resolved, I've been too emotional, right? So I didn't take the moment to calm down. What I realized that you cannot beat biology. If your body is not hydrated, right? If you're not drinking at least, 2 or 3 liters of water as a benchmark, I don't know the exact kind of consumption you should have. If you don't have that, then it will be so much easier for you to get annoyed, frustrated, disappointed. If you're in that state, you can do some dumb moves. So the key is to stay calm in those situations. It's very hard. It's very easy to say and very hard to do in those type of situations. But if you can just like calm down, the solution typically finds itself, right? The solution typically, and oftentimes things are not as bad as they seem, and you would find the solution. But you gotta stay hydrated. Also, you gotta get enough sleep. If you're not getting like 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep a night, then you're probably overtired. And if you're overtired, you're overreacting, you're overly emotional, and that's when those type of situations, that kind of like state is when you can do some dumb stuff. So also nutrition, right? So if you go basics, hydration, sleep, nutrition. If you eat like sweets, right? It's not very nutritional. Your body might lack some components, some vitamins and minerals. You will be pissed, right? You'll be kind of like irritated, like something small happens. For example, I'm driving right now and that guy, like, I don't know, if he's not moving fast enough, I'm like, you know, I'm getting like pissed, right? If I'm in that state. So fortunately, I'm in a good state right now. I'm in an awesome state and I'm recording this video for you. But if you're in that state, you gotta just come down and make sure that all of the foundations are covered. Maybe, you know, like 3 days, 7 days, you haven't had like enough sleep and now you're very emotional and you're thinking to do something stupid. And the key in life is like, I mean, you can do a lot of great things, but sometimes you can do like some stupid things, and those stupid things will basically, they might ruin the results of your hard work for like that you've done for many years. I know, for example, some people that have made some very bad like investment decisions, and they have put a lot of their capital in projects that didn't work out, which normal, you know, projects like don't work out, right? Sometimes, you know, like one of, you know, whatever amount of projects doesn't work out, but that was so obvious, right? That was so obvious. That was like literally like a gamble that they have taken, and they have taken it with more resources that they should have, right? So sometimes, you know, you gamble, right? But you gamble with what you can lose. They would gamble with numbers and amounts that they were not like very happy to lose, and now it put them in a very like vulnerable situation. So being aware of like those biological things first of all, and also you gotta get some counsel, right? So when I'm having these situations, I have my wife, right, who can always give me like different perspective on things, who can ask me like hard questions. Oftentimes, you know, entrepreneurs, especially very like driven entrepreneurs, do some not very smart moves because, you know, they don't have anyone to give them feedback. You know, it's like when you had the United States back in the day, and you also had the Soviet Union, right? Like, there always must be like a counterpower. Like, imagine if there was no Soviet Union, right? Or now imagine there would be like no China or no Russia. I mean, United States would just go like, you know, would abuse a lot of countries. Not in a way like abuse, but like, I mean, the balance of power always needs to be maintained in order to have sustainability. So have those conversations. So number one, it's biological. Drink enough water, get enough sleep, have good nutrition, you know, fruits, vegetables, you know, proteins, fats, don't eat too many carbs. They also fuck up with your brain. And number two, have those people that you can ask for counsel or be in the mastermind. If you want to run something by, I'm in four masterminds, right? So, and those masterminds have different type of agenda and different type of like objectives, right? So for example, if I'm like in kind of like a vision and higher kind of like purpose mastermind, so those, there are specific type of questions that I would ask there, you know, if I need refinement on my vision and mission and principles and stuff like that, right, to get my alignment on that side. So that's my counsel on that side. Then I have another one, which is basically more like e-commerce, right? So, you know, everyone is doing like high 8 figures, 9 figures. And so I get a lot of perspective there. And then I have, you know, our own like e-commerce scaling secrets mastermind, which is awesome. We have, you know, entrepreneurs doing anywhere from like 7 figures to like 9 figures. So get a lot of perspective there as well. And also I see some entrepreneurs asking, you know, for feedback on some important decisions that they're making with their life, with their business, and getting feedback from other people. So having that type of like inner circle is crucial for you to not making dumb moves. For example, you know, someone would ask you hard questions, like someone who would ask you hard questions. A lot of people simply don't have that, and that's why they're making dumb decisions. And if you're making dumb decisions now, it would take you months and months of like of hardship just to get back exactly where you were, right? So that's what I wanted to share with you guys. Keep your biological state during crisis, especially. Keep your biological state on point, and also have the right counsel, right? Don't make decisions by yourself. Don't make rash decisions. Give it some time and then make the right move for yourself. Let me know what you think. Let me know how you deal with crisis in comments, and I'll see you guys in the next video. Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call, and we'll see how we can help you out.